Oil Change International is a research group that looks at the full cost of fossil fuels and advocates for adoption of clean energy sources like solar and wind. With support from the Sierra Club and Public Citizen, it issued a 33-page report explaining why the nation doesn't need more pipelines. Author Lorne Stockman says, for example, that utilities are wrong when they predict demand for electricity from gas-burning power plants will rise.
Demand for electricity is flattening. It's been flattening over the last few years, and there's many projections that it's going down.
Dominion Energy disagrees. Spokesman Aaron Ruby says demand would grow in Hampton Roads, for example, if companies could get gas.
The one really missing piece for their economic growth is pipelines, to be able to bring the natural gas into the region that you need to support advanced manufacturing and other energy-intensive industries.
And like coal, he says, gas is a cheap and reliable choice to back up solar power on days when the sun doesn't shine.
Natural gas is the fuel that electric utilities all across the country are using to replace their older coal-fired units.
To prove there will be strong demand, pipeline companies like Atlantic Coast produce signed contracts. But Stockman says those contracts are with its sister company, Dominion Power Delivery.
Companies sign deals between affiliates of themselves. So you have a parent company, and in this case, a utility on the one hand, and the company that they've set up to develop the pipeline on the other.
And finally, Oil Change points to the fact that the federal government allows companies to earn a 14% rate of return on pipeline construction, a number established back in 1997.
Now, at the time, it didn't seem so excessive because interest rates were much higher. The prime rate that banks were loaning companies was more like 7, 8, 9% back then.
Today, interest rates are half that number, and pipelines are hugely profitable and popular with energy companies. This year alone, the nation could see another 2,400 miles of pipe. Stockholders will make money, and Oil Change contends electric company customers will pay the bill.
So it's a very sweet deal for the pipeline developers. It's a way for utilities to guarantee profits into the future.
That view is confirmed by Spencer Phillips, a Charlottesville consultant and professor of economics at the University of Maryland. He says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which must approve all new pipelines, doesn't do its own calculations. Instead, it okays these projects based on numbers provided by pipeline builders.
The benefits that are purported to come from the pipelines are based on estimation methods that are woefully inadequate. The underlying model of how regional economies work is very outdated. The most charitable thing you can say about it is it's sloppy work.
And he agrees with the Oil Change report. High rates of return may be an incentive for overbuilding.
And the results will be pipelines that are sitting out there on the landscape 10, 20 years from now with not enough gas to go through them to make it worthwhile. And in the meantime, a lot of people are going to be giving up property value. They're going to be giving up businesses that they've built to take advantage of the beauties of these landscapes.
That's why Oil Change wants the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to call time out.
We are asking FERC to halt all new certification for gas pipelines, to put a pause on the process for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, for the Mountain Valley Pipeline, to initiate a process of looking at the future demand for gas.
Ann Stockman says states should weigh in, going before FERC to oppose unnecessary pipelines that could mean higher energy costs for consumers. I'm Sandy Houseman.